talking about how much time is left in the month of December. It's been just about a month. Now, actually 32 days since the attacks in Paris, France, the terror attacks that were coordinated. And then, of course, a couple of weeks later, December 2nd, we had the attacks in our own country, the shooting in San Bernardino, California. About the mindset with this and the idea, you know, the fear. This is supposed to instill fear. Is there a fearful nature about Americans right now in general? Are we being reactive instead of proactive? The collective mindset and your own individual mindset. Let's visit on that topic with our good friend, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Dave.
You know, FDR said that the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. That was a very famous speech that he made in his inaugural. But is that true? Do we have more to fear than simply fear here?
Well, I believe this. I believe there's obviously a lot of uncertainty, and uncertainty and danger certainly can lead to fear. And when you see one of these explosions, one of these murdering events can happen anywhere. It could happen in your neighborhood. It could happen at the grocery store. It could happen when you're out to dinner. It can happen at a, you know, a theater. You're going for a movie, or you're going to a show at the Breslin Center or something. So I think there is a lot of fear, and I think that people just there's this kind of foreboding, if you will, kind of a fear. People I talk to, Dave, regularly talk to me. Now, I'm a psychologist, so obviously people are going to be talking about concerns. But, yes, I would say there's a general concern. My parents talked to me about how do we tell our children, how do you really explain the mindset of, you know, sociopathic murderers that see nothing wrong with killing innocent people, just going up, shooting them, blowing them up, call it whatever you will. And I think it's a difficult thing for parents what to say. It's difficult for parents what to say among themselves. Mm. We, as a group, I can speak. I don't think people feel we're getting a clear message on what the dangers are, what the fears are. There's no doubt if anyone listens to the address that Roosevelt gave, there was no question what he said, what he knew, that was the beginning. You know, the neighbors that held the knife has put it in the back. You know, so it's a difficult time, and it's a time, I think, families, for people to be talking, communicating, and even have some plans if something does occur, if they see something really strange. I mean, you don't want to go overboard. On the other hand, you do want to be prepared and let family members, based on age, let them be aware of what's happening, what you think, let them know how they're to be safe, what they're to do, this type of thing. So there's a lot to be done right now, Dave.
Concern versus fear versus hysteria. And that's another angle, isn't it? I mean, you don't want to cross over. And I guess when we're talking about how to deal with kids this way, a way to be straightforward with it, and I guess forthright would be a better word, without over-dwelling on it.
Well, hysteria is certainly not what we're looking for, because we don't really have that situation in place for people. I think what you do, if you're dealing with really young children, 3, 4, they're not going to fully understand. So you just want to be dealing there with the, you know, stranger safe. You want to be making sure you keep an eye on them, you're with them, this type of thing. But that probably isn't going to change too much. Once we start looking at the elementary school age, then we're talking about sharing more information, letting them be aware of what's going on, because they're going to be getting a lot of information anyway, whether we want them to or not. So we ought to be the ones talking to them, not showing a lot of fear, but showing concern, question, explaining to them that there are people that will do evil, will do wrong, and do not have awareness of what they're doing is wrong. I wouldn't get so much into ideology and all these type things. I would just try to explain to them that there are some bad people, they do bad things, and that we need to prepare and just watch out for ourselves at all times. I think once they are in middle age, you can talk a lot more with them, a lot more open with them. I would answer their questions. I would see what questions they might have, like after the San Bernardino situation here recently. What do they think? What do they feel? Then high school, they're going to be getting a lot of this information, as with middle school, and I think you can have regular good discussions. And you don't want to be having them be fearful, having them be hateful, things like this.
No.
You want to educate them.
But, Doc, is What about for the rest of us as we go on, for example, social media? The anxiety level can go pretty high if you just sit there and scroll through and read what your fellow man says about his or her fellow man in relation to one of these. You do get a palpable fear factor back. You get an anger factor. I mean, I understand all of that. It's kind of a lobby, but is it okay to take a break from that, too, if it seems like it's if it's overweighing on your own conscience?
Well, here's my feeling. I believe as individuals, let's just take ourselves first. I think we have to make choices on what we're going to look at, what we're going to deal with. And if you're seeing a lot of anger and a lot of hatred and got a lot of information you think is misplaced, then it's best to take a time out.
Okay.
I work with people that regularly take a time out than watching the news. You don't turn on the news and hear the Grand River went quietly through Lansing last night. No, you're going to hear about a robbery,
that's right.
A shooting,
yeah, sure.
Something's going on. But I think with our children, we want to be having discussions in the home about what is happening and occurring rather than having them just getting information, which can often be misinformation and can be a lot of fear from other students, from other places. So I think we do want to, within reason, control all of us what we are listening to, because there's always the danger of getting to the dark side, if you will, you know, with a new movie coming out. I mean, if we want to make sure that we are
nice
for
tie
good
in
angels.
There. Yeah, well done with that tie in, Doc. It's I guess though, if you're going to talk with your kids, it is fair to say have as much good information at your hand as you can. Make sure that you are well informed, that you're not going over the top and into the deep end, but that you have good information, the best that you can, before you decide which you're going to impart. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. That is the website to get the podcast, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. As always, we enjoy our conversations and as deep as we can go, and sometimes pretty deep indeed here as we wind down the year. Have a wonderful day, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
And one other thing, too, Dave, I think if we have spiritual components in our life, these are also times we can use these when we deal with difficult times, my friend. So, again, I will talk to you later.
All right, and that's a good thing to add in there as well.